Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into SIN's Face Turn Podcast, Royal Rumble 2022 Predictions. I'm your host, Noah Trombley, joined as always by the Pun Master, Mike Rifkin, and Lawrence Patchman Lang. Gentlemen, we're at the Royal Rumble. How are we doing?
Dude, we're getting ready to rumble royally.
Absolutely. I'm ready to rumble, man, and it's not with David Arquette.
Absolutely not. Not going to talk about that movie, but we'll move on from that.
WCW champion.
Yeah, David Arquette. World champion.
WCW legend. Come on.
David Arquette. All right. So let's get right into the Royal Rumble pay-per-view or special live event. As we start off with the first match that's been announced, Edge and Beth Phoenix take on The Miz and Maryse in a mixed tag team match. Mike, who you got?
I go grit all the time, so I'll go with Edge and Beth.
Patchman, how about you?
It's quite interesting here because we all think that, you know, Edge and Beth are going to mop the floor against Maryse and Miz. But we're talking build up here. Let's keep building this up. Let's have a DQ happen and let's build this up for WrestleMania. So I say Edge and Beth win by DQ, and we're going to keep building this up to a WrestleMania moment.
Oh, my God. If it becomes a Mania match, Miz and Maryse have to give up their show, and it becomes the Edge and Beth show.
If only. It's all
the Copelands. The
show's on the line. I'm with Mike. I think Edge and Beth just win out right here just because I think they have plans for Edge at Mania. I think they're going to do a dream match with him at Mania, and I'm thinking it's against a certain phenomenal superstar.
Good for Omos.
Yes, good for Omos. So I go, but I go Edge and Beth win here just outright. Alrighty, up next for the Raw Women's Championship, we have Becky Lynch defending against Doudrop. Patchman, who you got?
Oh, they're gonna drop the ball with this one because Becky's just gonna win.
I don't think that's dropping the ball.
No, he made a Drew Doudrop pun.
Oh, I did catch that one right over my head. My bad. So, all right, you say Becky Lynch retains. Mike, how about you?
Becky's retaining. They're not putting the belt on someone named Doudrop.
Yeah, there's no way they're putting the belt on Doudrop. It's 100% Becky's going to retain. I think this is the easiest match to predict because I think they're building her up for a certain someone else at WrestleMania to finally take her down. Alrighty, up next, it's the dream match we've wanted for, I think a lot of us have wanted for a while. It's for the WWE Championship as the champion Brock Lesnar defends against Bobby Lashley. I think Bobby Lashley walks away with the new WWE Champion. I think there's a certain thing they're going to do with the other championship, which we'll get to in a minute. And, my plan was the other way. What am I thinking? No, so I think Brock Lesnar retains here. I'm sorry, I had to change mine. I think Brock Lesnar retains the WWE Championship here against Bobby Lashley, and I think Lashley's moment comes a little bit later, but we'll get into that. So I go Brock Lesnar retains. Mike, how about you?
I'm going Brock, but I wouldn't be shocked if Bobby won, but I'm going to go Brock.
Okay. Patchman, how about you?
This is just perfect. We got two behemoths, as they say, David versus Goliath, or whatever mythical scenario you want to go with in the universe. Because this is something we've been waiting for, what we should have probably gotten maybe 10 years ago before Brock left and decided to go do his own thing with other sports and adventures. We hung it out for a little bit. We could have gotten this early on, but now we're getting it in everyone's prime, I guess. So, the Edge is going to go to Lesnar for this one, but I wouldn't mind Bobby Lashley winning with the Hurt Lock on Brock Lesnar. Because imagine Brock Lesnar passing out to the Hurt Lock. We haven't seen Mr. Lesnar submit in a while.
Mm-hmm. So. But this also should be a UFC-style rules match.
This should be a Lion's Den match, if anything. But just to clear up, Patchy, you are going Brock
Lesnar. F5. It's going to be an F5 for the win. Or better yet, maybe Brock wins by submission.
Maybe a Kimura. I'd like a Kimura lock submission. Alrighty. In the last of the singles matches, We have for the Universal Championship with the Usos barred from ringside, we have Seth freaking Rollins taking on the champion Roman Reigns. I'm going Seth Rollins becomes the new Universal Champion because I think that they're going to have Roman go after Brock for the WWE title. I think they're going to do a swap like that. But yeah, I go a new Universal Champion here. I go Seth topples Roman and becomes the new champion. Patchman, how about you?
You know, it's an interesting scenario because these two matches for the main titles of the WWE can swing a lot of things around. You can, if you have Bobby Lashley win, you can have Brock go out and win the Rumble. Brock wins, you can have Bobby go out and win the Rumble. You have Seth win, you can have Roman go out and win the Rumble, or we can have Seth win another Rumble in 2 out of 3 years, I think it is, or 2 out of 4 years.
2 out of 4.
2 out of 4 years and have like an Austin-esque thing where Seth goes back out, wins the Rumble, and he goes back after Roman again to have Roman versus Seth and Mania in the main event. So a lot of things can play around with these two title matches, but Tribal Chief's going to win. Tribal Chief always finds a way to win. And with Usos barred from ringside, it's going to finally be that, oh, hey, Roman doesn't have his cousins to come out and help him win the match. Like every other title scenario we've had with him lately, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, this is going to probably be like a Cesaro-Roman thing where it's going to be a phenomenal match. We think we're going to have a title change. But in the end, it's the Tribal Chief going over.
Okay. Mike, how about you?
Okay, so I want to preface by saying Seth Rollins should win this match. But I'm starting to believe the sense that Roman Reigns is starting to get that Cena vibe and he's never going to lose. That being said, I'm an idiot. I've always been an idiot. I'm going to take Seth Rollins to win.
All right. All right, so two of us have Seth, one of us has Roman. Alrighty, and now we get to the two Royal Rumble matches themselves, obviously the women's and the men's. Here's what I want to do for this. I don't want to say just the winner. I want you guys to give me your top three people who can win it. So number one is the one you think is most likely to win it, and then number two and number three, obviously, down the order, okay? So if you need a couple minutes, I'll let you think. But we're going to start with the women's one, and here's mine. For the women's, number one, I think is Liv Morgan. I think if anybody is destined to win this Rumble match, I think it's Liv Morgan. They've been building her story since she got that title match on Raw against Becky. She's been getting screwed out of the title every chance they get. So I think they're going to have her have this great redemption story and that she wins the Rumble and finally gets her match with a one-on-one match with Becky. And that's where she'll finally overcome Becky and ascend to the championship level that I think she deserves. Number two, Mike, you're going to like this one. I go with Bayley, a returning Bayley, because, you know, she's coming back. We know she's ready to come back. You know, she should be done her injury recovery timeline. And they could always do a Bayley Charlotte match in that, you know, Bayley could do this whole thing of like, you know, I'm the best.
We also never got Bayley back. We haven't gotten Bayley Becky.
Haven't gotten Bayley Becky in a while. So they could do that possibly. I hope they don't do that because I think the Liv Morgan storyline is the way they're going to go, but they could always do that. So I go Bayley is my number two. Number three, I go Sasha. Here's why.
He's not going to be there.
Sasha's not there?
No, she's hurt.
Oh, she is? I didn't know this. I didn't hear about this.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. It's the statement of Banks.
Okay, so she's not going to be there. Okay, so I will then go Bianca Belair just to do a back-to-back Rumble winner. They could really make her dominant. She could be the one that goes after Charlotte and tries to take the women's title from her. And then you do the, like her and Liv Morgan can almost come to like an agreement. Like, okay, you're going to go after Becky. I'm going to go after Charlotte and take the SmackDown Women's title from her. So my top three are Liv Morgan, number one, Bayley, number two, Bianca, number three. Mike, your top three for the women's.
All right. Number three. I'm just saying this because it wouldn't shock me at all. I'm going Charlotte. Would that shock anybody?
It would not shock me, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be shocked if they had Charlotte win, and then she could proclaim how great she is, and so on and so forth. Number two, Bayley. I'm hoping it's the return. It'd be a nice surprise, something they actually didn't freaking spoil for this match.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be a welcome addition, not a new face, but someone who carried the division during the Thunderdome era. Give her a nice return and a win. Number one, you want Liv Morgan? I'm going Bianca Belair. That's a gut feel right now for me. I think Belair, I wouldn't be shocked if she goes back to back. You think Charlotte? I think she goes after Becky after the SummerSlam debacle. So I'm going to go with Bianca Belair.
Alrighty. Patchy, how about you?
Hang on. I'm seeing who's in the Rumble this year real quick. So I just have it ready. Let's see here. I don't want that one. Well, I will agree with you, Noah. I'm going to throw Liv Morgan in the conversation. You have to. Just because, you know, they're building her up finally. If not, she will. I don't know if Elimination Chambers happened before the WrestleMania. If she wins like the Elimination Chamber where winner gets a shot at the title, hey, we'll do it that way. Two, give me Bayley as well. Because Bayley is due return. But I'll pose this question as a fireback. Do we get heel Bayley or do we get hugger Bayley?
I'd be fine with either, but I would prefer the hugger Bayley returns.
Give me the hugger Bayley. But if not, if we get ding dong Bayley, I'm fine with it.
I'm interested, Mike. I'm interested in your answer.
I think the hugger would go best against Charlotte, but I would love the role model against big time Bex because I think that'd be fun.
That would be pretty fun, I think. Yeah,
I would be. And my third one, give me. I'm going to go wild card out here. I'm going to go with Lita.
Ooh. Now that she said that she has one run left in her, that has been a possibility.
If not, the reason I'm going to say Lita is Lita versus Charlotte would be a fantastic WrestleMania match. But yeah. If you want to do it the right way, if Charlotte come out, screw Lita, we build up from there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's like, my answer.
What surprise do we get? Because they leaked out Lita and the Bellas coming back.
Summer Rae.
Summer Rae's also coming back.
Yeah.
Do we get a Mickie James is going to carry the Impact Knockouts.
Yeah, she's going to carry the Impact Knockouts title.
I know there's been talks of Ronda. I'm not going to buy in.
I think Ronda is due to come back.
Ronda is due to come back, but I want it in a better way. I don't want her to come out in the Rumble and then somehow they just book her to win. When it's undeserved.
Well, you know, if she enters, she's probably winning.
Yeah, if she enters, she wins. But yeah, I'm not exactly 100% sure if Ronda's returning. But if her music hits, I'm gonna be like, yep, she's winning. Like, there's not gonna be no doubt in my mind unless she gets actively screwed by somebody. Look, if they do Ronda and we finally get the Ronda Becky match, I'd be okay with it. We finally get a Becky Ronda 1-on-1 match, I'd be okay with that. But to have Liv Morgan be built up like this just to crush her down would be so stupid.
What'd they do with Lana for so long?
That's very true. So who knows? Alrighty. Now we move on to probably the main event of the evening, which will be the Men's Royal Rumble match. Before we go into our top three picks of who can win, let me pose this question to you guys because there's been a lot of rumors going around. Is the Forbidden Door being open? Are we getting an AEW star in the Rumble?
If it's anybody, it's Jericho.
I'll say then that. Is Jericho appearing in the Rumble?
I hope so. And they need to do it. He has to come out to Judas. He cannot come out to break the walls down. He needs to come out to Judas because it would make the crowd pop even more.
I would love Jericho. I'm convinced it's Moxley. I'm convinced it's Moxley if anybody's doing it. Because they have brought him back right before it. And he's been cutting up promos about how he's on a pilgrimage. Remember the mic? Remember the promo he cut at Dynamite? He's on a pilgrimage. He's going to go wherever he wants. That to me screams he's going to go back to WWE for one more time. And there have been reports that he's open for one, just like a one night return. I'm convinced it's Moxley if anyone's doing it.
So, and then just to throw that real quick, there are 22 people confirmed for the men's Royal Rumble. So that leaves 8 spots open for mystery.
Right. So, all right,
so I think you're both wrong. If anyone's doing it just based on his heel turns alone, it's the Big Show.
Oh,
that's the one last. That's another middle finger to you. It's the Big Show.
Imagine if,
if they can. It's a well, mega long shot. Like stars align. There's aliens out there. Everything's conspiracy theory. CM Punk.
I will never believe that. Until I will
not believe
it. I won't believe it either.
No.
The stars align. It's Hook.
Oh my God!
It's Hook.
Is there any way it's Cody?
Maybe, and if not, Moose.
I think if anyone's doing this, it's either Jericho, Moxley, Moose, or Cody. It's those four. If anyone's going to be
all wrong,
surprise in the Rumble,
you're going to be all wrong. It's going to be Grado.
Because you know, here's the other thing. Just to really quickly go off on this, and then we'll go into the top three people. So, I wonder if like there's a method to their madness about them announcing all these people coming back. Maybe that's so it like it draws our attention, and we don't think about these guys coming back. That makes me believe like, oh, are they trying to like distract us from like the big return that they're saving? So like, you know.
If you're looking at maybe like, if you're looking at like mystery, like if we're not thinking Forbidden Door, if we're looking at the rest of WWE, they're gonna probably give us the Hurricane again.
Yep.
I'm just gonna say it, Eugene. They might pull away to pull off Eugene just for the hell of it. Because we haven't seen him in so long.
Patchy,
Hornswoggle.
Patchy, I will pop so much for you if it's Eugene.
I mean,
Hornswoggle.
He was just cleared. Graves might be getting a spot.
Graves is getting a spot for sure.
It Graves has to get a spot just because the
He'll be at the announce table at his musical play, and he'll get up and get in the ring.
Yeah.
I'm looking for, it came to me, Kurt Angle.
And I don't see Angle getting in the Rumble.
That could be interesting, but I don't see that either. I just thought of this one. Does the Fiend come back?
No.
You
think if the lights go out for anybody, you're gonna hear a gong. I think that's more likely to occur than
the Fiend. Let him retire. Just please let him stay retired.
I'm not saying he's gonna do it. I'm just saying if the lights are going out, that's who you're getting.
If anything, I don't want to be that guy, but we don't get the Fiend. We get Eater of Worlds, Bray Wyatt. You get the old Bray Wyatt back. Because I wouldn't mind that. Because that was working for a while.
That would be something. All right. So we've done enough about speculating about returns. Mike, give me your top three people to win the Men's Royal Rumble.
Okay. So at three, I'm doing a tie. Because if Brock or Roman lose, they're going to be catapulted. But that would be three. Two, it's not going to happen, but it's a dream and I would love for it. AJ Styles. He deserves to win the Rumble one time in his career. Number one, and I'm going to shock y'all, the winner of the Royal Rumble.
Johnny Knoxville.
I actually thought about that for a second.
It has crossed my mind.
Kevin Owens wins the Royal Rumble.
I hope you're right, Mike.
That is his reward for re-signing. And then we get Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins, the two best buds, fight for the Universal title at Mania. It'll be Oh my God, we're going to get a similar thing to what we got with Owens and Jericho, except it won't be called the Festival of Friendship. It'll be...
God, I hope you're right, Mike. I would love to
see Owens. Kevin Owens.
But at this point, I have believed in the Kevin Owens push for way too long, and I just can't believe it anymore.
Oh, by the way, before I finish this, one more name on the Forbidden Door, Big Cass.
Oh, that's an interesting name.
How about Big Cass and Enzo?
I don't think they want to touch Enzo.
I don't know if they want to go with Enzo.
I don't think they want to deal with
Enzo. But Cass is now at Impact, so.
Right. Alrighty, Patchy, your top three men's Royal Rumble winners.
I'll start off. I'll go three-way tie. It's either Brock, Roman, or about Randy Orton?
No, Randy Orton Riddle at Mania.
We're going to... I wouldn't mind that too, but they're going to find a way to get Orton. They got to find a way to get Orton to 16 title reigns so they can do Orton Cena at Mania 40.
Winner breaks it.
Winner breaks the 17th reign. At think of long, as we always say, long-term storytelling here.
I mean, the only way that works is if Ric Flair's the referee.
Ric Flair, yeah. You got to get Ric Flair to tomorrow. No offense to Ric. I love Ric.
Yeah.
Shout out Ric Flair.
Shout out Ric Flair. We love you, Nature Boy.
Woo!
Just keep it somewhere.
Okay.
Number two. I would love for this to happen. AJ Styles as well. He deserves one Rumble win before he gives it quits. This is like the first year I'm going in a long time that I don't know who's going to win. I'll go a two-way tie for first. Either Sami Zayn or Baron Corbin.
Oh, God. If they give Corbin the Rumble.
Corbin deserves... Listen, we all... I'm going to say this. We all shit on Baron Corbin.
No. If they had put it on Lone Wolf Corbin, I don't think I'd have an issue.
It's the happy Corbin.
It's the happy factor.
He's not Happy Gilmore in this
show. Yeah.
And Madcap Moss is no Chubbs or the cat.
See, here's what I would have loved. Instead of him winning money, remember when he was doing like the sad Corbin where he was like deflated and he was like, if you had done that and then like, oh, he wins the Rumble and that's how he'd be like, gets his motivation back. I would be okay with that. But to have him already happy, it kind of defeats the purpose.
Like I say, this is one Rumble I'm going into where like, I don't know who's going to win. It could be Big E again. Let's get Big E. Maybe Big E wins. You can.
Yeah.
Sheamus.
Just looking at the defeat for the win.
For the brand.
For the brand.
All right. So,
and one more. Maybe finally it happens. Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler gets his WrestleMania moment, maybe. And they just throw a complete wild curveball knuckleballer down the dirt.
They could. I just don't
see it. But I'm done for now. I have no clue this year with the men's Rumble.
All right. My top three. Okay. Number three, I'm going like a three-way tie. It's Brock, Roman, / like Lashley, Seth, whoever doesn't win their match. I think you're right, Mike. I think if one of those guys loses their title, they're going in the Rumble and they have a good chance of winning it. Number two. This isn't my favorite, but number two, Omos. They do it. They would 100% do it.
They would.
You know, give him the big win and, you know, he's the new monster. You know, he's the new Andre, I guess, if you want to say that. I definitely think Omos has a decent shot of winning it.
You almost said that.
Yeah. Number one. Oh, this is tough. How about we give a push to the guy who is going to be the next Shawn Michaels, Montez Ford. Let's elevate him. Let's give him the match against Roman or Seth at Mania. Whoever wins the Universal title match, have Brock do something else. But yeah, I think Montez Ford would be a great thing because I think the Rumble should be used to elevate somebody. It shouldn't be someone who's already established should just win it. No, it should be someone gets the win and it elevates some. Let's elevate Montez Ford into the main event picture and let's give him a shot at Mania. He doesn't have to win it, but give him like the kick in the ass to get up to the main event, I think. I think that's a perfect shot for him. You know, because Owens is already a main eventer. He could win a world title tomorrow and we would be okay with it. Seth, same way. Orton, same way. Montez is one of those guys where he's not there yet, but if he wins a Rumble, it elevates him. So I'm going to go Montez Ford as my favorite to win the Rumble. And it would be a big shock, too. It would be a big shock to have Montez Ford win the
Rumble. The other name I'm thinking about, because you talked about elevating someone, and this wouldn't shock me either. They could have Dominic win the Rumble.
Thought about Dominic. I really did think about Dominic.
I'm like, okay.
You know, you want, if you have Dominic win and you thought the Rocket and Boone holding Roman's hand up was bad, if Dominic wins,
then people are going to crap on it.
And oh, they will shit on it quicker than NXT 2.0.
It will be worse than Roman in 2015. It really would be. That's the only thing I think they won't do.
There's gonna be two things guaranteed at this year's WrestleMania. We're somehow getting Rey versus Dominic.
Yeah.
And we're getting Riddle versus Orton.
Yeah, somehow.
But is the Rey versus Dominic match a ladder match? And if Dominic wins, he can move out.
I will make a comment. I will make a comment off recording to make sure that we keep this PG and not
terrible
rated R like Edge.
Yeah.
Rated RKO.
All right, gentlemen. So that is any more thoughts on the Royal Rumble pay-per-view?
Just give me a good Rumble. Like last year.
Yeah. Last year's was really good Rumble. Yeah.
And Noah, give me a few good surprises this year.
Look, if you bring in an AEW star, I will say that's the biggest surprise ever. And I will take any other surprise over that. And I think that would make up for all of them. If number 30 comes up and Judas hits, come on.
If number 30 hits.
And like I say, that's the only way you have to bring Jericho in now. You can't, like I say, yes, he's a WWE guy where, yes, if you hit break the walls down, people go bananas, but people are now into Judas.
Yeah. And give the crowd a chance to sing it on the way to the ring. Like, come on.
And by the way, it's Jericho's song himself.
Yeah.
It's his song. He could say, hey, if you're having me come back, you're playing Judas.
Like, you don't have to pay me more for it. I'll just use it. I have the copyright.
If Roman loses and he winds up at 30. I'm just not going to be happy.
Yeah.
I will shut the Rumble off and not come back.
If they pull that again, that's going to be bad. But we will see when it gets to this Saturday at the Royal Rumble. But that is going to do it for our predictions video, predictions podcast for tonight. For Lawrence Patchman Lang, for the Pun Master Mike Rifkin, I've been Noah Trombley. Thank you guys so much for listening. Check out this podcast wherever you get your podcasts, either on Spotify, Anchor itself, or wherever you get it. Check out the website, www.thesportsinsanitynetwork.com, for articles, blogs, podcasts, anything you need. But thank you guys so much for listening.
And Namaste.
Namaste, and we will catch you guys next time.